I know today is busy. I appreciate you being on with me, and let's get right into it. Alabama Southern Miss, while the outcome is not something we have in great question, give me a couple of things you're really looking at this weekend when the Tide and the Golden Eagles square off.
Yeah, to that point, I was talking with Christopher England last night, and he was talking about putting together the keys to the game with Phil Savage. And I said, well, the biggest key is show up, right?
Yeah. Kickoff is at 5. Don't be late.
That's the biggest key. But, no, you know, you have to respect every opponent, and I do believe that. And when coaches say that, I think a lot of fans say, well, that's just coach speak. But it really isn't. I think every coach wants his players to respect that particular opponent, regardless of the point spread, regardless of the records, or anything else. Because if you don't, and you don't prepare correctly, a game that should just be a walk in the park and sometimes, you know, be competitive. We've seen it before. We've seen it happen. So, you know, having said that, that's not been a problem at Alabama under Nick Saban. So I think this game this Saturday will be similar to last Saturday in the sense that I think you know, Blake Sims will start the game. I think they're going to have a plan for Jake Coker. He's going to get a lot of reps. I think they're going to have a plan for a lot of those other players. And that was the only disappointing thing about last week when the game ended with 7:53 to go in the fourth quarter. A lot of guys were in there, Chris, that had not played very much football at Alabama. And we're going to have a chance to get more snaps on both defense and offense to close that game out. And that was taken away from them. So hopefully they'll have that opportunity tomorrow. Having said that, you know what's ahead the next week. You've got the Florida Gators coming in. And, you know, not that these games aren't for real, but it's really for real then. The SEC opener, a really good football team that's highly motivated with something to prove. So you want to use this game, again, to get players playing time. At the same time, you want to keep the guys that are going to be playing the majority snaps against Florida sharp. So I think there'll be a mix there between, you know, working in some other guys and at the same time making sure those starters get enough reps and are playing at a high level before you say, hey, we're going to turn this over to the backup. So it'll be an interesting game in that respect to see how the coaching staff wants to, how far they want to go with the starters and how many guys they want to play off the bench and what that rotation is going to look like in the third and fourth quarters if indeed it is a blowout as the way that, you know, most of us expect it to be.
Cecil Hurt pointed it out in his column today in the Tuscaloosa News, and there's no hard and fast rule as to when you have to declare a kid is going to have a redshirt season. Certainly that's not the case with Nick Saban, but this is kind of the point where you would think if guys are going to play, barring major injuries at their position, that they're either going to play or more than likely they're going to sit out the year. Give me a couple of guys maybe that we haven't seen hit the field that you think has the best chance to see playing time Saturday.
Well, Marlon Humphrey's the first one that jumps to mind, Chris, and you know, he's a guy that when Alabama signed him out of Hoover High School as a cornerback and a special teams guy, I think most of us thought we would see him play. He has not played as of yet, as you stated. Usually by that third or fourth game, you're kind of getting a feel for who you're going to play and who you're going to hold out. Now, having said that, as you also stated, there is no hard and fast rule, and I remember Brad Smellie's first year, he didn't play until the Tennessee game. And then you look out there on the opening kick, and he's out there. So, you know, depending on what happens with injuries and so forth. But that's still a guy, simply because of his talent level, you know, that's still a position of need, although with Eddie Jackson back, it's a little bit in a little bit better shape than it was. But he's the first guy that jumps to mind for me, and I'm trying to think of some others, but the majority of the freshmen that I think are going to play have played. So that's the guy that comes to mind. I wouldn't be shocked if we saw him tomorrow. And if, you know, by the same token, they may have already made a decision that hey, he's not ready, and why throw him out there and waste a year when he can learn the system, get bigger and stronger and faster. That's probably the case with some other guys as well, Chris.
I've already mentioned these games, and let's go to the SEC. Arkansas, Texas Tech, I think is big for the Hogs. Really, really big. Let's start with that one. Where do you think this one goes? It's on the road, and I know Texas Tech is maybe not the best team in that league, but they're pretty good. Can Arkansas get this one done on the road and take another step?
Well, it's huge for Arkansas, and it's big for the SEC versus Big 12, because I don't think there's any doubt there's a little bit of a rivalry that has grown there, more so from the Big 12 standpoint than the SEC. But, you know, Texas Tech's going to kind of be carrying that banner of conference pride for them. But for Arkansas, you know, they're battling for wins against anybody. And this is a big game for them. It's not an SEC game, but as you said, it's a quality opponent. It's on the road. I do think they're an improved football team. The second half at Auburn notwithstanding, I think Arkansas is a lot better and much closer to playing the way that Bielema wants them to play. I think they're going to win the football game, and that probably is, you know, probably in the minority there. But I think Arkansas is going to be able to shorten the game with their running game, you know, maybe keep Texas Tech from getting as many snaps on offense as they normally do, control the clock, get physical, wear them down. And I think they're ready. I think they're ready to win a game like this against an opponent like this. So I'm going to pick Arkansas. You know, I think it's going to be a really close game. Don't get me wrong. You know, and you're not going to shut Texas Tech down completely. Just, they're just one of those teams. They're going to get some points. But I think Arkansas is going to get some points, too. And I think they're going to win the game.
All right, for Tennessee, Gary, tougher opponent, tougher circumstances. I think a better Tennessee team than Arkansas, better Tennessee team than last year. Can they get this to the fourth quarter?
I don't think so. I'm going to go the opposite way on this one. I think that Tennessee is better than they were last year, no doubt about it. But still, you got an offensive line. You know, most of those guys are starting for the first time this year, and they're going into a hostile environment against a really good football team. And I still think a team in Oklahoma that's playing with a chip on their shoulder. You know, we know what they did to Alabama last year in the Sugar Bowl. I think they're carrying that into this year, that confidence. Trevor Knight, you know, is kind of taking the next step, and they are the one kind of, you know, carrying the flag for the Big 12. So, you know, Tennessee is going to wind up having a nice year. They're going to get to a bowl game. There's some losses ahead for them in the SEC, and I think there's a loss on Saturday. And I don't think it's going to be really close. And that doesn't mean I think it's going to be 42-0 going to the fourth. But, you know, they're going to play. They're going to play hard, and they're going to play well. And they're going to hang around maybe for a half. But by the fourth quarter, I think going into the fourth quarter, I think Oklahoma will have that thing. You know, they'll be out in front by a comfortable margin. I just think the talent level is still too wide between those two clubs. And you know, I know this game's getting a lot of play. And if this were Alabama, or this were Auburn, or this were Texas A&M, or this were Georgia, you know, I would say, man alive, this is a big SEC versus Big 12 matchup. This is one where clearly the Big 12's got the advantage, Chris, at home, top five team against a team that's still kind of trying to find its way, and even though they've won a couple of games at home, they're not ready for this, I don't think.
Of course, we'll have the County High game for us here on Tide 99.1, and they play host to Spain Park, huge region matchup in the brand-new Class 7A.
Absolutely, and what a big win for County High last week over Hewitt Trussell. You know, this is a team, I think I told you last week, they're the fourth smallest 7A school in the state, and hey, that's the way it is. They fell to 7A. There's three schools that are even smaller than them. So you got to play who you play. But you know, they're a little bit in a transition year. They're physically not as big as they've been in the past. So any time that they get a region win in this 7A region that they're in, it's huge. And you know, Spain Park certainly, I think, on paper, if you want to handicap a high school game, has the advantage and is the better team. But the Wildcats are at home. I love the job that Lee Gibson does with his team, and I think that's going to be a good, hard-fought, close football game. I do give the edge to Spain Park, but the Wildcats will represent, no doubt about that.
Busy schedule on WVUA. Gary, set the table for us there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've got it packed for today, 5 o'clock. Mike Parker joins me for our Fearless Picks segment, 6 o'clock. You know, preview all the big SEC games coming up this weekend, including, of course, Alabama and Southern Mississippi at 10 o'clock. Chris England will have his Alabama preview. Then at 10:30, it's Football Friday, highlights from 10 games tonight, including the one you just mentioned. Also, Northside, Northridge is at home. Bryant's at Bessemer City. We've got that one. Central's at home. Hillcrest is at Selma. So, you know, another big schedule. And from 10:30 to 11, we've got all high school football scores and highlights until the final segment. Then we go ahead and talk a little college football. Then tomorrow, as I said with you know last week, an entire sports schedule all morning long. Hey, Coach, Crimson Cover, Tide or Insider. Plus, at 11 o'clock, our big live show, Crimson Tide Kickoff, which is doing very, very well. And if you have not watched it, I certainly would encourage you to do so. It's a you know 1 hour live from the University of Alabama campus. Tomorrow, we'll have Dr. Judy Bonner, University of Alabama school president, on live, as well as Dr. Mark Nelson, Dean for the School of Communications, Christopher Walsh from Saturday Down South will join us. We'll have a guest picker. So it's a really good show and kind of sets the table for that day. So we got a good lineup starting this afternoon all the way through tomorrow.